I'm in the car park of Focus, big DIY store in Hinckley, and the heavens just opened a moment ago. And there was a torrential downpour, so I thought I'd take shelter before going in and getting some supplies. Interesting scene from my rain-soaked window in the car here, as a mother and the two children were loading up the kind of older of the two kids, maybe 6-7 years old. He was repeatedly shooting his brother in the head with a toy gun. And I think the mother had just had enough. And she didn't really look and behave like the kind of mother that would have bought him that gun anyway. And she just said and screamed, "That's it! That's enough! I hate this thing! I hate this thing!" And she tore the gun off him, much to his absolute shock, and then threw it on the floor. And whether she meant to place it directly into the car tyre, I don't know, but he was kind of dragged, kicking and screaming, and thrown into the back of the car, which in itself was quite a scene of violence. And she just jumped in the front and pulled back really fast without looking. Clipped a shopping trolley, luckily was just abandoned, and then kind of drove off. Whether she was embarrassed by the fact that she could see me peering out of the car right next to her, and she thought she lost control, I don't know. But I can't help but think that the play that the kid was engaging in with this plastic gun, I can't help but think that maybe it was a little bit more harmless than the act of violence he was then subjected to. Will he become traumatised? I remember a very, very old memory. I think I was 7 years old, and I was reading a book on great escapes, and I think it was by Patrick Reed, who had escaped from Colditz. And this collection of stories was my favourite book in my very small library at that time. And I don't know, I must have caught my mum at the wrong time, but she took the book off me, and I was trying to show her something, and she was doing something, I don't know, crossword or something, I don't know. She had a pen in her hand, but she just scribbled on the front page. And I was devastated. A very, very small act. I don't know if she thought it was a joke. Strange character my mother was, or she was just trying to get rid of me for a moment. But that memory stuck with me for a very, very long time. So I can't help but wonder what that kid's going to think. I wonder if he'll ever see the image, the photograph of the gun that his mother ran over in the car, and it'll all come flooding back to him. Who knows?